Hello, welcome to Lion of Judah Online. My name is Gary Stevens. The subject we're dealing with at present is called Your Identity in Christ Jesus. And we're doing part 6 of an 8-part series. And the two topics we have today for you are you have the mind of Christ in you is the first topic. And the second topic is called Kings and Priests. The Bible has a lot to say about the mind and thinking and being Christ-like in our mind. Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 6 says, "Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it to be robbery to be equal with God. You are to think as Jesus thought. He did not think it robbery to be equal with God." The Bible talks quite a bit about the mind. It says we have the mind of Christ. Reading from Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, it says, "For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he." And Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 says, "Take no thought, saying." When a person is born again, they have the mind of Christ. Then you may ask the question, well, how come I think old thoughts if I've got the mind of Christ? The mind of Christ is in the spirit man. Because you've been recreated and Christ is within you, the mind of Christ is within you. But that has to develop over a period of time as you go into the Word of God, as you renew your mind, you renew your thinking to the way God thinks and the way God talks. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, we read, "And being found in the appearance as a man, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross." You are to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God while at the same time keeping in mind that you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, it says, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." And Romans chapter 8, verse 17, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." The Bible's telling us that even though we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, even though we walk in humbleness and humility, we are still to keep in mind we are children of the Most High God and we come under and through Jesus Christ. I just want to expand on one area here about humility and pride. A lot of people think, well, if I humble myself, people will walk on me, they'll take advantage of me. But the humility God is talking about is humbling ourselves to his word and the way he does things. That does not mean to say people can walk on you. It means that you're humble and you follow the word of God and you don't do your own thing. From God's point of view, the pride he's talking about is that we do our own thing and we do not do what the word of God says or follow God's ways. We're not obedient to God, in other words. From the world's point of view, they will see a Christian walking in humility as being weak, but in reality it's walking in strength because we're following God's pathway and not the world's pathway. The Bible also tells us that Jesus made himself of no reputation. When we as Christians take that point of view, what we're actually saying is, in myself I am nothing, but in Christ I am everything. Let me now go on to the next topic called Kings and Priests. You have been made kings and priests through and in Christ Jesus. In Romans chapter 8, verse 29, we read, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed in the image of his Son, that he might be firstborn among many children." Jesus is no longer the only begotten Son of God, but the firstborn of many sons and daughters of God. In other words, the firstborn of many born-again believers. In Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 to 6, we read, "And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his Father and God. To him be the glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen." We have been made kings and priests through what Jesus Christ did on the cross, unto God through Jesus, and also to our inheritance. When Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, it means that when we're born again and come into God's household through Christ Jesus, we come in as kings and priests, not just as ordinary people, but we come in as kings and priests. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it reads, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvellous light." We can see by the scriptures in Revelation chapter 1 verses 5 and 6 that we have been made kings and priests to his Father through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, it says we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Jesus Christ has brought us into sonship, it brought us into priesthood and into kingship through his and what he did on the cross. Luke chapter 12 verses 31 to 32 reads, "But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is God's will to give you the whole kingdom. This reality needs to get down into your hearts. As you seek or go after the kingdom first, then all the benefits of your inheritance will be added unto you, and you will grow and develop in God's word. However, you will never receive any portion of your inheritance until you begin to acknowledge it with your thoughts, your words, and your actions. And that's why it's so important that we renew our mind as Christians to start thinking the way Christ thinks, to start thinking the way God thinks, and we can do this through the Word of God. The 2 points that I want to mention here once again in summary is that God wants us to think the way Christ thinks, and also to think that we are kings and priests. Our thinking must change to come up to a higher level in the Word of God to what God wants us to be. We are kings and priests made through Jesus Christ, and we have the mind of Christ, and we have the right to think godly thoughts and not ungodly thoughts. We have a right to think the way God thinks and to say the way God says. I realize some of these things I've just said might be a challenge for you, but it is the truth. God wants you to come up to a godly level. And if we are children of God and sons and daughters of God, then we have a right to come up to that royal standard and that priesthood standard through Christ Jesus and Christ Jesus alone. I hope you've enjoyed this message we've had today in part 6. We're doing part 7 next, and the topic will be confess the word of God over yourself continually and the confessions of what the word of God says about you in your new identity. Thank you very much, and God bless.